In Dorchester, we are talking today about a really neat idea that has pulled together the talents of one Dorset organisation and one Dorset University. The background to this, the pandemic has been a tough time for all of us, young people in particular, maybe young people trying to start their careers. What about young people with disabilities trying to get into the workplace? Often employers don't bother to see past the disability to the talent that that young person might have. But Super People is determined to change that. They're a Dorset organisation. They create projects and make films to bring about social change for people with disabilities. Last year, COVID forced them to change how they were helping people, as Super People's founder, Natalie Betts, told me earlier.
Before the pandemic, we started the charity Super People making video CVs. So we worked with a number of people, disabled people, people with additional needs who were looking for work. And we found that by making video CVs, it was a bit more eye-catching and it got the employer to know the person behind the CV, really, and their character. Obviously, when the pandemic happened, we had to stop all face-to-face filming and wondered how could we continue to provide support to disabled people in our local community. And that's when we had the idea to reach out to an arts university, well, the Arts University Bournemouth, and we got in contact with them and suggested maybe they could make self-promotion products, so kind of CV-based products that young people with additional needs could send out to employers that would catch their eye and get them a foot through the door so that they could have a go at some interviews and things and find some meaningful activity or work.
That's Natalie Betts from Super People. We spoke in the last half an hour as well to Joe and Abby from Arts University Bournemouth, third year students there, who helped to create branding for these young people with disabilities.
We got these videos sent to us which explain them their like personality traits and the things they liked. And for Jordan, he wasn't excellent at communication, but he also loved watching people play Fortnite and Minecraft on YouTube. So I thought it was really important, and I included the sort of color scheme from these games so the personal brand identity would resonate with Jordan.
I thought it was a very rewarding project, especially seeing how happy it made the clients that we worked with and the self-confidence it gave them. Knowing that also would help them with employment made it a very rewarding.
Well, let's hear from one of the young people who this scheme has helped. Robin Courage is on with us, one of the 14 students at the Southwest Regional Assessment Centre who took part in the project. Morning, Robin.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Adrian Gunner is there as well. He's the centre's MD. We'll talk to you in a moment, Adrian. I hope you'll forgive us speaking to Robin first of all. I wonder, Robin, what kind of issues young people face, maybe you faced, trying to get work in the past?
Basically, I faced like dismissal and like abuse because they don't understand me for who I am and they don't understand me for what I face, like day-to-day life of autism and what it's like to have like daily barriers, like communication and just anxiety. They don't understand you for basically what you can do. They just get rid of you because they don't understand your ability to work.
Yeah, must be quite difficult. You want to be honest when you're going into a workplace so that that workplace can help you do the job, but there's part of you think, well, maybe I won't tell my employer so that I don't then face that kind of discrimination.
Yeah.
And so what happened then? I don't think that either Joe or Abby, when we spoke to them, worked specifically with you. You can name check the person who was at AUB who helped you out, but what kind of things did they develop for you?
They developed some self-promotion products like CVs, business cards, and also postcards, basically to show the employer basically who we are and why we deserve that job kind of thing. And that has worked amazingly well. So I want to say a huge thank you to AUB for what they've done.
And they got videos of you and you would sort of talk about the things that you liked and then these CVs and business cards were kind of based on that?
Yes, yeah.
You say it's worked amazingly well. That sounds teasing. Yeah. What's happened?
They've made a video for us on the Facebook and it just works absolutely fabulously. So, yeah.
Let me bring Adrian in, who, as I say, is with us. Morning, Adrian.
Morning.
Robin's speaking brilliantly there about her experiences. I don't know, that idea that you, if you can just do something that says to an employer, look, these people are more than their disabilities. They love Minecraft and Fortnite. They love football. They love comic strips, whatever it might be. What kind of power does that have?
I think from a, we're an employer as well. I think the fact that something comes across your desk that's, that stands out from the bog standard CVs and literally jumps out at you, makes people come to the top of the list. And I think it helps employers understand that people with special education needs and disabilities have got real personalities as well. Mm. And the fact that somebody likes football or like superheroes actually says something quite significant about their personalities and what their interests are, and actually suggests that they've got something more to offer than just their disability.
It's that kind of othering, isn't it? It happens a lot in society, sadly, but that sense that you don't necessarily know these groups that are different to you. And I guess, Adrian, you're working with people with disabilities all the time, and you understand that people like Robin are much more than their disabilities. Others might not.
It's been a pleasure, actually. The last couple of years or 3 years, I've got to really know Robin very well. She's such a bright and bubbly and lovely person. And any organisation would do so well with having her as an employee. And the statistics, and it's not just like an emotional thing to do. The statistics show that people with SEND tend to make really, really good employees. They have employees. They have far less sick days every year. They're generally far more reliable. And almost 100% of the time, they turn up on time. And so it's not just about sort of patting somebody on the head and saying, come on, let's tick a box and have a disabled person working for us. It actually makes really sound business sense as well. So what I'd like to, if you wouldn't mind me appealing here, is if there's anybody who's an employer who likes what they hear from Robin, get in contact and we'll get Robin over to see you and get her a job. And while we're on it, out of the students that were involved in this project, because Natalie and Alice have done so well, we've got three proper jobs have come out of it,
right.
And three other people doing proper volunteering roles. This was a really, really significant project.
Oh, that's great to hear. And you've done exactly what I was going to finish up with by going back to Robin, who was nodding along, by the way, Adrian, as you were saying lovely things about her. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I am great. Robin, go on then. This is the BBC, a platform across Dorset. I'm going to say thousands, maybe millions of potential employers listening to this show. What kind of work are you? Would you like to do? And what are your skills and attributes?
As Adrian says, I'm a caring and very bubbly person. I love helping people out where I can. Obviously, I'm a bus enthusiast. I do love my buses.
Really?
And I also have recently been on hospital radio bedside as well, doing a quick cover show with them.
Oh, I see. So you want my job? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
fine. You have it. Yeah. Look, good luck. Stay in touch with us, guys. I think it's a terrific idea. It's really lovely to talk to you both this morning. Merry Christmas.
And you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin. Robin is one of the people that was helped out by that Super People scheme. We heard from Adrian Gunner as well, who is the MD and principal of SWRAC, which is the Southwest Regional Assessment Centre, live with us on BBC Radio Sessions.